And welcome to The Compiler, a daily curation of tech news. Let's get into it. Google's playing defense in their antitrust case, and it's like watching a tech giant do the please don't break us up dance. They're offering to loosen their grip on Android, making deals non-exclusive and letting manufacturers unbundle Chrome and search from the Play Store. But here's the kicker. They're calling a potential Chrome sale an extreme remedy. It's like they're saying, we'll give an inch, but don't you dare take a mile. This could completely reshape the mobile landscape as we know it. Speaking of reshaping landscapes, Databricks is raising a mind-boggling $10 billion at a $62 billion valuation. In this economy, it's either brilliant or bonkers. This isn't just a funding round. It's a declaration of war in the AI talent arms race. With that kind of cash, they could probably offer engineers personal jetpacks and still have change left over for a few small countries. It's like they're building a money cannon to blast at top AI talent. And while we're on the topic of blasting things, NSO Group, the shady spyware peddler, just got hit with a liability ruling in WhatsApp's lawsuit. Turns out, but we only spy for good reasons. Isn't a great legal defense, who knew? This could set a precedent that makes spyware companies about as popular as a smartphone with a 5-minute battery life. The damages phase is coming up, and it's going to be spicier than a ghost pepper eating contest. In other news, a 19-year-old's 3D-printed iPhone gamepad is becoming a real product. Move over, Apple. The next big thing might come from a teenager's bedroom. It's like the tech version of a garage band, but instead of making music, they're making gadgets that could give the big boys a run for their money. Speaking of running for money, tech M&A activity jumped over 20% to $534 billion in 2024. Looks like mo money, mo mergers is the new Silicon Valley motto. It's like watching a high-stakes game of Monopoly, but instead of Park Place, they're buying startups. Now here's something that'll make your head spin. Researchers have created an algorithm to jailbreak AI. It's like giving a digital lockpick to every teenager on the internet. What could possibly go wrong? It's as if we're teaching machines teenage rebellion. How long until they start sneaking out at night and coming home with a new piercing? This whole AI jailbreaking thing brings up a wild thought. If AI can now jailbreak itself, are we essentially teaching machines how to be rebellious teenagers? It's like we're creating a digital version of Ferris Bueller's Day Off. But instead of skipping school, these AIs might decide to skip their ethical training. Next thing you know, they'll be organizing robot raves and leaving digital graffiti all over the internet. Thanks for listening. For more, please visit thecompiler.io.